be like, click here to enter.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
skeleton. I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
I don't know if it is the end of the world, but it's the start of the end of the world. It's coming up very soon.
Well, how? What do you mean?
I mean, I'm talking like September 23rd.
That's pretty soon.
Yeah, it's like a week or 2 weeks or something like that.
Well, then why bother?
So you got to get things ready. Start getting things like.
Well, how long prepared. Is it going to take? I mean, how much time? If it starts.
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how long it's going to take. Because I only got information about. I found this website and they've told me about all these things that have determined that the 23rd of September is the day it's all going to come down. They've got all these facts.
Oh, there's a lot of facts about the end of the world happening.
Yeah,
on the 23rd.
I mean, yeah, this is no joke. This is like, these are like real.
Yeah, but
what,
I thought the Mayans already said it was the end of. I mean, what's
this
who's
isn't
saying
about
this?
Mayan stuff. This is about like Isaac Newton, and this is like Jesus and stuff. Like this is like this isn't some Mayan like tomfoolery we're talking about.
We're not talking about Mayans. We're talking about Isaac Newton and Jesus.
Exactly, that's exactly right.
So what did they say? Like I don't.
Well, not only Jesus, but also like God in general.
Sure. Well. So I think you'd make the argument that it's the same.
Well, so what I can do is I can point out some things for you. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I've heard some talks of possibly a comet coming. Like there's some cryptic things in the internet that some Freemasons have like told like close family friends
Freemasons.
To move to higher water, like higher land.
Oh. Well, this is something interesting because I am in...
Up in the Rockies and stuff like that.
Wow, that high. Because I was going to say,
you gotta think,
low.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest. You're in some serious trouble. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring it to your attention. Oh. You have a couple weeks to move, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So one of the things
we were thinking of moving anyway. We want to go to a place with a better school system. And so now also higher elevation is in there.
Yeah, you're talking like definitely in the Rockies.
Do they have good school systems?
I think Denver has very good schools. It's a mile high city.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean there's good schools there. I'm looking for good schools.
Well, I mean, there's some good schools out by us.
I mean, public schools. I'm talking public schools because.
Yeah, let me tell you this. Like, everybody poo-poos the Midwest, but if like things really start going bad, Midwest is kind of a good place to be.
I don't know. I mean, here's your problem with the Midwest. And when things got going bad, is that the Midwest, if things start going bad, the Midwest is going to go to, listen, I'm just going to say it. There's a strong religious factions out there in the Midwest.
All
so
right.
If everything goes bad, they're going to go straight to their religion, right? And I think that's going to cause problems.
Now, dude. Listen, let me just tell you a little bit about the East Coast, and the West Coast. East Coast, I have a lot of love for the East Coast. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But first of all, if there's any kind of thing where you're talking about a meteor hitting the oceans and making tidal waves and tsunamis, all that kind of stuff, the coast, forget about it.
Right. Well, that's why we're not moving to Oregon, essentially.
Well, yeah, that, but also like where you are too. It's like it's gonna be that far in. You're not that far away. How long does it take you to get to the shore?
To the shore?
Yeah.
What shore are you talking about?
The closest one. You go due east.
if I go due east, it's, I think it's 14 miles to the city, New York City, which is an island, which is on a river, which is near the ocean.
Yeah. See, you're in trouble. I mean, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and it's I understand that. Like, it's all low lands here. So also, they don't call it the swamps of Jersey because I'm in the Rockies.
Right. So, A, you are right by the coast, right? Right. So that's a problem for any kind of thing that hits the water. You've got problems. Second of all—
No, listen. I'd like to know, if we have a tsunami in the Atlantic Ocean—
Yeah.
It's not going to come 14 miles inland. I think I'm okay 14 miles. Like, I might get some water.
I don't think so. I think 14 miles inland, you're still in. Look what, look what just the hurricane did to just the coast of New Jersey.
Yeah. All right.
That's just a hurricane. That's right. Nothing. I'm talking about a tsunami and with waves as high as the Empire State Building.
Yeah, but you're assuming it's going to crash into the Atlantic Ocean. More likely, it would crash into the Pacific Ocean. Okay, Pacific Ocean is bigger.
All right, so you take your chances. You get 50-50.
Let's not say 50-50, but 60-40 sounds better to me.
Okay, or even 60-40. Okay, I got 0-0. Like, there's no way.
Well, listen, you don't have 0-0 because a meteor crashes directly into Indianapolis. You're in trouble.
Oh, that's like 1%. 1%
meteorite.
Chance.
It's a meteorite, right?
Meteor. Well, once it hits the ground, it's a meteor. But anyway, that's 1% chance.
All right. Okay. It's still a chance.
So, problem with meteors, you're in trouble. With the second thing with the coasts, the population is so great. The population density. You're fighting to get out. You're fighting for every scrap of food. You're already in a height of anxiety because you're all living so close to each other.
Yeah.
There's no open space.
Yeah, but you're assuming that they will, you know, the population will go away from each other instead of like come together and support each other.
Okay. All right. That's one way. Yeah, because it's throughout history, it's proven that things always are the best when the bad things happen. Everybody comes together as a giant community.
All right.
Differences are put aside.
Right. Okay. I see where you're going. So there's lots of population here, and that causes problems. I understand that. But we've long listeners of the Shotcast, they know my escape plans and strategies. So, yeah, I think that can be covered.
Okay. Well, in any case, from what I understand, there's a good chance that there's a meteor or comet out there.
Let me stop you right there. When you say good chance, I mean, it's not like we have scientists, astronomers that are looking through telescopes they've got at Kmart. I mean, these guys are looking through telescopes. Right. They can see far away. We just saw Pluto.
Yeah. They know it's being kept from the general public.
Who's talking about it? I haven't heard it.
I know. That's right. No one is. The Freemasons are covering it up, man. The Illuminati. That's why you don't hear about this stuff. I hesitate to bring this up because who knows who's listening to the Shotcast? Well, we do know. Nobody's listening to the Shotcast. So I don't have to worry about it.
Listen, this is what I'm saying to you, though. I don't like there are amateur astronomers who are not connected. You can't tell me that every amateur astronomer is connected to the Illuminati.
How many amateur astronomers do you know?
Well, listen, if there are people listening, I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Okay.
But all I know is that there are people watching the skies, and it's not just the Illuminati. It's not just Freemasons.
It's all conspiracy, man. You don't know how big this thing is.
I think if there's – all I'm saying is if there's a comet, if there's a meteor headed towards Earth, we would know about it.
Let me tell you this. You're an astronomer.
Okay.
You look up into the sky and – suddenly, after a couple weeks, you realize that there is a comet headed directly towards Earth.
Right.
Or maybe not directly towards Earth, but you realize it's very close to Earth.
Right.
Right? You realize this. Suddenly, you get a call. The call is from a number. It's blocked. You don't know who this call is from. You get the call.
But
you
answer it anyway.
You answer it anyway. You say, hello. And they say, look, we know you are guaranteed safety. We've got a ship ready for you.
Where are you going to go?
Mars. They already, there's a space station out. We've got a ark all ready for you. Or we have a built-in underground tunnel system that will be no problem when this thing hits.
That I believe.
Okay. All you have to do is say nothing about it. You say one word. We get back. We find out that you said one word about it. You're not coming in the ark. You're on your own.
You know what? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
How? Please.
I would stand
okay,
up.
Think
and,
of Romany. Think of Bree. Your whole family gets to go.
My whole family gets to go?
Your whole family gets to go.
So I'm sacrificing the entire population of the Earth so that my family can live.
That's correct.
Wow.
I mean, these are things you struggle with. And see, this is why you don't hear about these types of things. Who's willing to take that chance? You have the evidence that the comet's coming. You know the comet's coming. You know the Earth will be destroyed, or at least they'll be thrown into chaos and upheaval, and it'll go into the martial law. Who knows what's going to happen? But you get a phone call that says, hey, all you have to do is say nothing to no one, and you and your family, immediate family.
You know what? I'm holding a lot of cards, though. I think I'd ask for more. Like, immediate family, I'd ask for a lot of people. I'd ask for a couple people.
Fine. You get a couple people. That's great. You've saved a couple people.
A few people.
But the whole rest of the world doesn't know. Like you. None of your astronomers, your amateur astronomers have told you anything.
Right.
You wonder why?
I didn't know it went as deep as the amateur astronomer community.
Of course.
So Newton. This is what I don't understand. Okay,
All right. So let me give you some facts. That's just one thing. I'm just throwing that out there. There's a couple things. Okay, here's some notable things that are happening near or on September 23rd.
And a meteor is coming towards Earth and killing us. That's one notable thing.
I'm just throwing that out there. There's I'm getting this from a. Should I say the website's name?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
It's from truthlamp.com.
Truthlamp.
It's got truth in it.
Okay.
So they are saying September 23rd, 2015 is the Day of Atonement. It's Yom Kippur, right? And every seventh year is a sabbatical year. And every seventh sabbatical ends a cycle of time.
What are you talking? What are you meaning? Is this a Jewish?
Jewish
history?
Calendar.
Religion?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the seventh sabbatical in the seventh year. The last cycle occurred during Israel's Six-Day War. And the last time the world experienced this seventh sabbatical was a blood moon terad. And it just so happens that right now there's a blood moon terad going on.
But what does that mean? Okay, step back. One, the Jewish calendar. What is that based on? The moon, based on moon, since this is a moon thing?
Yeah, it's a moon thing. That's why it's like the same thing with some of the Christian holidays where they're always changing. It's based on, you know, things of, I don't know. I don't know everything here. I'm just telling you these are facts.
Okay, so the Jewish calendar says.
It's the seventh year is a sabbatical year, and every seventh sabbatical, every 49 years, ends a cycle of time. And so a cycle of time is ending on September 23rd. So that's just one thing. Okay. Also, I'm not exactly sure what this all means, but if you count this period of time, if one counts exactly 49 years, which is 360 days in a year, that's 17,000 days from the date of Jerusalem's recapture of Israel, you can arrive at September 23rd, 2015.
So what?
There's a lot of things happening. I'm just saying that this is
yeah, but it's working backwards. That's working backwards.
I'm just saying that this is something that's happening. Uh-huh. You can't deny it's a fact that the seventh sabbatical year is happening on September 23rd.
That's a fact. Fine. But if you start working backwards, like, okay, what are all the things that have happened, you know, like, a thousand years from now? Okay, oh, look, what a coincidence. It's coincidence to work backwards. It doesn't work
way. Let's go into science now. We're going to go to science.
Thank God. Finally at science.
Okay. Dr. Simon Atkins. All right. He's a climate risk economist. I'm sorry.
Right.
He says he has warned that a massive wave of intergalactic energy known as Wave X is headed directly towards Earth in September, and it's going to bring a record number of physical Earth shifts events, and it's predicted that there's going to be a 9.0 earthquake near or just right outside Iran, as well as a tsunami in the Mediterranean Sea.
Okay, I'm safe.
I'm saying this is again in September, September 23rd.
Right.
It happens to be the sabbatical year.
What, and this guy is what? He's a what scientist?
He's a climate risk economist.
So how does he know about a cosmic rays coming
towards
Earth?
That's what he does. That's what a climate risk Just because you're not understanding this doesn't necessarily mean that it's not happening and it doesn't exist. There are things that may be beyond your capabilities.
Okay, so there's going to be an earthquake and a tsunami. Probably a tsunami because of the earthquake, wouldn't you think?
Right, because of these Wave X intergalactic waves.
No. The tsunami would be because of the earthquake.
Probably.
Well, then there's one thing. It's not two things. I'm just saying.
All right, okay, fine. But he predicts, he believes that 10 to 17% of the world's population will not make it.
10 to 17%?
That doesn't mean you. 10 to 17%.
I mean, okay.
Okay, that's just one thing. That's just one guy's.
But 10 to 17% is not going to knock the world into a tailspin if we lose 10 to 17% of the population.
Well, I mean, that's just one of the things that could occur.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is the start. September 23rd is the start.
So September 23rd is the start of all these horrible things going to happen.
Horrible things happening very soon, though. Okay. Okay, and I don't know how much faith or stock you want to put into this one. But let's just remember.
This one?
Let's just remember that Hollywood is controlled by the Illuminati.
Right.
Right? So we want to think about this. So on multiple occasions, Hollywood films have alluded to September 23rd as a special date. An example, The Number 23, which is a movie. And most recently, Tomorrowland. Also talked about September 23rd.
Okay. So you have Tomorrowland, which is Disney, which we all know Disney is part of the Illuminati. So that makes sense.
Correct. Yeah.
That makes sense.
September 23rd, now, they're trying to tell everybody. That's like a secret. It's like a code for people that know things.
This is what they're doing. They're not trying to tell people. They're doing that thing where it's like makes it so obvious that only they know, so they get the joke. It's like an inside joke.
Yeah, it's an
It's insulting. It's an inside is what
code.
It is.
It's a insulting. Code. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not so insulting when you get saved, when you get to be in the arc, the special time arc.
I guess. So, you gave me two examples of movies that had 23. One was a movie called 23.
But I mean, I could be here all day. I'm not going to spend all day. I'm not going to spend all day going over movies.
So far,
that's
only
not
thing
what the listeners want.
The only thing that came close, that has come close so far. Is the Tomorrowland Disney Illuminati connection. Yeah. That's the only thing that's convincing me so far. So keep going.
Well, that is huge.
That
just,
is huge.
I'm just going to put that in there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Everybody else, a bunch of quack scientists.
All right.
Disney Illuminati, now we're talking. Now we're getting somewhere.
You've heard about Jade Helm 15, right?
What?
Jade Helm 15. You've heard about this.
No.
It's the military exercises and all the practice drills that have been happening in Texas.
I haven't heard about this.
Oh yeah, well, okay. On a completely serious note, yes, there has been a ton of military exercises happening in Texas, and at one point the Texans were all really up in arms and thinking that.
Oh, Texans up in arms?
Yeah. Well, this has actually been happening. Okay, so this is a known fact. Jade Helm 15 has been happening in Texas. No one knows what it's for. The military says it's because Texas makes a great training site for, you know, the Middle East because of that desert climate and all that other stuff. But what likely. we know is that it is, in fact, practice drills to begin martial law in the United States. It began on July 15th, 2015. It's to conclude on September 15th, 2015. That is just 1 week prior to the 23rd. The training is done. They have 1 week to deploy. As soon as the 23rd occurs, they can put their practice to the test in a real drill of martial law. Fact.
So, martial law. So,
you're going to have martial law when everything goes to hell.
Yeah, but they're going to have a real problem with martial law in the United States. That's all I'm saying.
That's why they've been practicing for so long.
Especially in Texas.
They might not even worry about Texas. They only might be worried about Texas because maybe Texas is the only place that survives.
I didn't think about that.
Okay, so here. Now think about this. We're going to get a little political. A tad political about this. September 17th, right? As you know, is the deadline for the resolution of disapproval for the Obama administration. Oh, forget it. Never mind. This has not actually happened already. Forget about this, because this must have been written a while ago.
Okay, so you're a little out of date.
The plan of disapproval already got shot. They can't do it. They don't have enough votes.
Part of the thing?
That was part of it, because through the scripture, God explicitly warns that he will cast judgment on those who come against Israel or place her in danger. So the Iran deal is supposed to place Israel in danger.
But they didn't pass it. That didn't work.
No, it did. It did work. Oh. Like they were unable to.
So Israel's in danger because Iran has nuclear.
Well, because of the we're getting rid of the sanctions of Israel. I don't want to become the political. It's a political talk show, but yes, that was part of the treaty that occurred. Okay, so forget about that one. Okay, listen to this. A multi-nation organization known as CERN. CERN.
I've heard about CERN.
Well, they are set to conclude a highly controversial HLC, which is the Large Hadron Collider. Particle collision. So they're set to conclude that collision experiment in the month of September, which some suspect will open up a wormhole or a spiritual portal, bringing about disastrous consequences.
Well, that's true. But I don't think that's going through.
It says it's going to happen in the month of September.
I didn't think they were going to. I think that one might need more research. That's obviously true. Yes. If you collide these particles together, you're going to open up the end of the world. Yes, that's true.
Well, that's happening.
But I don't know if it's going to happen in September.
They've done it. But wait a second. They've already collided particles together. Nothing happened.
No, they didn't. They didn't get it.
They missed?
I think they missed. I thought it was like a false reading.
I think you're crazy. I think they did it.
I saw a documentary about it. Which I forget actually what happens at the end of the documentary.
It might have actually happened.
I don't think it worked. I think it was like a false test.
All right. Well, now listen to this. Now, keep this in mind. For the past 7 years. Now remember the number 7. Remember that's the sabbatical that in every seven years, everybody has seven. I'm just saying 47 to 94, or I'm sorry, 49. I mean, we're talking about, this is important. So remember seven.
Seven.
For the last 7 years, there have been a bizarre and an eerie trumpet sound coming from the sky in places all over the world.
What are you talking about?
The last seven years has been trumpets
coming from the sky?
Yes. Yes. And these noises could indicate a warning from the heavenly realm that something is about to take place.
No. Okay. This is what I don't like. Let me just stop you right here. Like, you had me at Disney. You should have just stopped there.
I just want to make sure you know all the facts.
But why in the world, like, God's like, I'm going to destroy the world. I'm going to warn them. Warn them for what? Why is God warning us? For 7 years, he's going to warn us with trumpets?
Dude. First of all, how dare you?
If you're going to destroy something, just don't warn. You're just going to go in and do it.
No, it's warning the people that know that know what is happening. If you're of the true faith and understand these things, then it's no big deal. They might know all this already.
That's not what happens. All of a sudden, you're walking down the street, and people disappear all around you, and that's whatchamacallit.
That's one interpretation.
It's not like for 7 years, people have been trumpeting, angels have been trumpeting warnings. No one gives warnings.
All right, let me read straight from the Bible then. Or at least something that's from the Bible. Not,
right,
maybe not
straight from the website.
Let me quote this. The trumpet is a symbol of considerable consequence in the Old and New Testaments. Duh.
Yeah.
In general, it can signify an alarm of war, a call to assembly, or a command to march. And you can easily just look at Numbers 10, verses 1 through 10, if you have any questions about that. The fourth annual holy day is the Feast of Trumpets, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and a holy convocation. In addition, God caused all the walls of Jericho to fall after 7 consecutive days of trumpets sounding.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
So what I'm talking about is this is not just 7 days of trumpets sounding. This is 7 years. That's not just a wall. That's a entire world.
And that... Yeah, and that's okay. And that ends on the 23rd. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right. That's all you got.
Well, I mean, look, there's some other things that talk about the Pope Francis, who some suspect to be the false prophet. Did you know that? Did you know Pope Francis was the false prophet?
No, I didn't realize.
Well, some people do. He's going to be meeting.
I lost track of the popes. After
this is the newest pope. Pope Francis.
What happened
is the
to the Spanish
pope.
Guy?
What Spanish guy?
Wasn't there a Spanish guy that like was really cool and everything?
You're talking about Pope Francis.
Oh.
So Pope Francis, he's meeting with Barack Obama on September, wait for it, 23rd
Listen,
of 2000, okay. Which is the 266th day of the year. Which and Pope Francis happens to be the 266th pope.
You can't even finish it, man. You can't even finish it.
Anyway, what they're talking about is ushering in the New World Order. Duh.
Oh, so Barack Obama and Pope Francis is getting together, and they're going to be like, listen, they're going to what? What are you ushering the new world?
They're going to talk. Right. They're going to be there ready for the creating plans.
So I got it. So martial law is going to be enacted, right?
Right.
Because that's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be Iran. There's going to be a huge tsunami and earthquake that's going to destroy the Middle East.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
There's possibly a comet.
Look, I'm not saying it. The signs are pointing to it. I'm just relaying this to you.
What about Isaac Newton?
The Isaac Newton thing. Wait, hold on. How did I skip the Isaac Newton thing? Okay. All right, here we go. Before his death in 1727.
There's a lot of sevens in that.
Thank you. Now you're getting it. Sir Isaac Newton, the famous physicist, and he also, by the way, was a devout follower of Christ, concealed a...
Was he?
Yes.
He was a devout follower.
Yes.
Sir Isaac Newton was a devout follower of Christ, is what you're telling me.
Do you deny it?
I have nothing to deny. Questioning that.
So anyway, he concealed a script in one of his journals. Those writings contained important information related to Israel and the end time events. The manuscripts are detailed in the book Newton's Riddle, which I'm sure you've read. Interestingly enough, Newton's calculations point to something occurring on what date?
September 23rd.
2015. You're exactly right. You are exactly right. This is science. It doesn't get any more sciencey than Newton, man.
I will agree with you that it doesn't get a lot more sciencey than Sir Isaac Newton. However, when you throw in all that religion stuff, then it does start subtracting from the sciencey. just saying. And I'm not saying anything about, you know, believe what you want. I'm just saying.
You know, look.
It's not, science isn't believe what you want.
Yeah, that's why that's why the Newton connection is so important. It's his calculations. The inventor of calculus.
So, he's not the inventor of calculations, though. He's calculus.
Yeah, so this is higher math, man.
All right.
Everybody was just walking around adding 1 + 1, and they were happy with that until Newton comes along and says, guess what? I got something even better for you.
Calculus.
And by the way, I just calculated the end time. Drops mic.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This is a guy who knows what he's talking about.
All right, so you're feeling pretty confident that you're in the Midwest, that you're fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with it all. I have no problems with
You're this. Welcoming the fact that this is going to happen.
Well, I mean, I'm not welcoming it, no. But I am saying that feel comfortable where I am in the United States, that I'm not going to have to worry about swimming.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All right. What do you have for me? Like, have you thought about me in this whole situation?
Yeah, just leave, man. I think now is the time to just leave. Or get a boat.
I can't leave.
Give a boat at least.
School.
Boat.
I could see if I could get a boat, an inflatable boat.
A raft?
Yeah. I mean, that was my plan when we lived in the city.
Right. Well, now you've got an inflatable raft that you need now.
Right.
You'll throw it out the window, jump in, get everybody in. You've got your go bag, I'm sure.
Yeah, all that's not a problem.
So it's no big deal. All you need is the raft.
Yeah, I need the raft. I wonder if there's going to be a run on rafts.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a huge run of rafts. That's why you need, I mean, seriously, dude, you've got what, a week, 2 weeks?
I got 2 weeks to get myself a raft.
Right. Until the sabbatical.
So
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, oh yeah. Rosh Hashanah is Monday. Tomorrow. Yom Kippur is Wednesday, the following week.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, man. This is what you need to get your act together.
Well, that's good. Romani won't be at school, so.
Oh, they have she has it off.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, I wonder if that helps.
It can't hurt.
What I'm saying is I wonder if it helps that she goes to a Jewish daycare school.
I mean, I almost wish that she had a better grasp of language. They might be telling her all this stuff, and you might not be able to understand. Like, you might not be able to get it. She's not able to relay it all to you.
No. She does not have a good grasp of the English language, although she's getting pretty good, and definitely not Hebrew. She could not.
That's what I'm talking. I mean, the Hebrew is probably instrumental in trying to get this.
Yeah.
Although, I will say, I've just now realized there's a lot of mixture between Judaism,
right, you were talking about Jesus,
and also Christian. Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of mixtures.
See, that's the problem.
Well, let's not get. Look, I
you're
don't.
You're saying,
look,
listen,
you're thinking too hard about this. You're thinking too hard about this. I mean, you need to. This is something that you just. You get the information, these are the facts, and you act. If you start wanting to pick apart every. Yeah, of course.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I don't want to start, you know, picking it apart because then I might get confused.
Yeah, don't get confused.
I just want to act on the facts.
The facts that you know. 777. You know that's it.
Right.
The New World
the facts,
Order.
The
Pope.
Facts are seven. The facts are Disney is Illuminati. The
right.
facts that
Pope Francis is the 20th to the 266th Pope, and he's meeting with Obama on the 266th day. That's not a coincidence.
Right. Can't be a coincidence. The fact that the Jewish calendar is ending.
It's the new right.
And Jesus said the world is going to be destroyed. Or Isaac Newton said Jesus is going to said the world is going to be destroyed today, or the 23rd. And then God literally has been telling us for 7 years through trumpets.
I'm not saying. Look, I'm not saying God's blowing the trumpet. Some probably an angel or something.
Well, listen, God is not blowing. I didn't mean that literally. I know I said literally, but God was literally warning us. He's obviously having somebody else blow the trumpets. God doesn't blow trumpets.
He could blow a trumpet if he wanted to.
If he wanted to, but that's why he has angels.
Aren't there
angels that specifically blow trumpets?
I'm sure God can get his hands dirty every once in a while and blow a trumpet.
Listen, he's been up there for a while. I'm sure that he's got people to do things for him. Wow. He doesn't have.
Right.
Listen, he created the world in 7 days and seven nights or whatever. And then he's like, yes. And then he's like, you know what? I have all these angels. I did enough work. I'm going to relax until I have to destroy the world again.
Retired.
He's saving up.
He's retired.
He literally makes worlds and he ends worlds. That's what he does. Everything else, angels take care of.
Well, look, he's getting his hand. He's coming home, man. The bell tolls for thee.
All right. Well, let's for all our Shoutcast listeners, this is the warning. I'm going to have to put this up earlier than I normally have to because I probably wouldn't get this out till after the end of the world, which doesn't happen.
You want to make sure that people are well-warned.
Right. The person.
Look, what you need to do, if everyone listening, Baron, what you
Baron,
need to do.
Baron, we're talking to you. Mike Prince, maybe. Mike Prince, you got to get out of California.
At least not where he needs
to be,
man.
Yeah, no.
Unless Hollywood connections, he might be already in some sort of arc.
That is true.
He's arced up.
I haven't heard, last I heard of him, we were talking about, he might be. He might be headed toward the arc.
See? This is what I'm saying. And again, you think Mike Prince is your friend, but guess what?
I didn't hear a phone call. That's true.
That's right, man. He got the phone call, and guess what he didn't do? Tell you.
Oh, my God. Mike, come on.
So what you need to do right now, you need to find Mike Prince. You need to find some other Illuminati member. Not an easy thing to do. And you start needing to, like, I don't know. I don't know what you... Yeah, I don't know how to curry favor with the Illuminati.
Well, we got to end the Shoutcast now because I got to make sure I send Mike a text. Because this is ridiculous.
Okay, put a good word in for me, too.
All right, I will. He knows you, so.
Okay.
All right, so that's the Shoutcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.